did someone say unleashed? Welcome to the Truth in Politics, Culture Wars, and that chaos of unleashed entertainment talk. Expand your mind now with D, live on the radio, and the Daily Shot of Freedom podcast, unleashedentertainmenttalk.com, where most people stop, D begins. We talk about everything. Almost unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic starts now.
They're looking at it and analyzing it. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago. If you look at Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, all great legal scholars. There's not one that we've been able to find that said this should be a trial. I called I was paying a lawyer and marking down as a legal expense some accountant. I didn't know marking down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you've been indicted over that. I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. I'm using this in order to try and win an election, and it's not working that way. It's working the opposite way. So check it out, legal expense. It's called legal expense. That's what you're supposed to call it. This is something I didn't have to say. Nobody's ever seen. Nobody has ever seen anything like. So thank you very much for coming.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And the judge should be kidding.
All right, y'all. Welcome. It is Wednesday, hump day, April 17th, 2024. Wednesday, April 17th. 2024. My name is D, and you, my friends, have tuned into the UET Network. Unleashed, uninfiltered, uninhibited, unfiltered. I got it right that time. And of course, unapologetic. We do it Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. live. And then, of course, the podcast follows. Thank you for joining us on this hump day. So again, April 17th, that was yesterday, day number two for Donald Trump being stuck in a courtroom all day when he should be out campaigning. More election interference, people. More election interference. When will it stop? The answer to that is they will not stop. They will not let up. And they will continue to do their shenanigans. All right, listen, people. Let's not vote for a president on politics this time. Let's vote for a president on past performance. Past performance. I'm talking to you middle of the road people out there too, especially you. Vote on performance, not politics. Okay? Let's do that if we want to save our country, because right now we're on the super thin line of losing anything remotely close to what we had as a country 3.5 years ago. We're about 3/4 of the way gone now. I don't know about you guys, but that's super important to me. So we are on Facebook Live at Unleashed Entertainment Talk. We have a Facebook Live feed. Good morning. In the Facebook, Karen Cole, Cindy, Kim. Also, y'all remember on Monday and Tuesday, it's the duet days, the DUET network. Kim and D, or D and Kim on Mondays and Tuesday mornings. Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, the Russ man. Anita, what's happening? So these are real things that are happening. So back to what I said, yes. As reported by everyone around the world, if you open any social media platform or any newscast, Donald Trump is the top story. He stopped in a bodega, which is a small grocery store, in Harlem, in New York City, where he supposedly hated. They had to close down 10 blocks from people supporting Trump. People of color, all colors, all colors, you guys, all colors. So don't believe their nonsense when they try to call him this name, that name. They've even called the guy a racist in the past. Remember? I do. But this is what's going on in our country, y'all, right now. And the judge yesterday ruled that the juror who joined a Biden election victory parade and wore a Biden hat, that she was not disqualified off the jury against Trump. This is a sham trial, y'all. This is mockery of the justice system, because the juror claims that she thought it was a celebration on this Biden thing she went to. She thought it was a celebration of essential workers. Give me a break. Come on now. We were not born yesterday. So they did get a few jurors out of there yesterday. I think six. If you saw the background on them, the guy is not going to get a fair trial in New York. And we all know that, because New York votes 90% Democrat every single cycle, especially New York City. Good morning to Carlton. Good morning, Karen. This doesn't seem just, because it's not just. It's not just. Let this sink in. How does this make sense to you? The judge who contributes to the, quote, Democrat Party, because he does, and they approve. The judge's daughter, who is a political consultant for the Democrats, specifically Adam Shifty Schiff, New York City, 80% Democrats. The judge says you cannot know a juror's political party. So we're right on track. Let's keep the kangaroo court hopping around, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the instructions. Those are my instructions, my interpretation of what's going on. Okay, mine. And nobody locally in New York can stand this judge anyway, from what I understand. Merchan or Mercon, whatever he goes by. It's a clown freaking show. But you can't buy the publicity. You can't buy the advertisement. You can't lie to people when Trump simply leaves there and goes to a local bordello, small grocery store, convenience store, and market, the whole block there in Harlem, and he has mega people there, okay? They can't hide that for long, okay? They can't hide it. Anyone, any human being who doesn't see that the blatant rigged of our Constitution, the blatant rigged of law and justice, they're just trying to, you know, ruin Trump because he's going to landslide Joe Biden in November if the voting is right. Good morning, Pat Phillips. So a juror who actively supports the defendant's political rival will decide. Nice, right? This is real fair, you guys. My goodness, judges are supposed to be fair and have equal justice for all. George McCann obviously has issues of pre-justice, duh. It's a text message from Chris. The text line, by the way, is 769-208-3809. 769-208-3809 if you want to text in. We're also, again, on Facebook, Unleashed Entertainment Talk. We have the video audio feed up now. And listen, all these corrupt judges that have been getting into office over the last 3.5 years have to be replaced, okay? Trump has to take back office, and George Soros has to be shut down. Those are the three major things, because this, well, actually, all of these cases are 100% a joke. But freedom meets communism. That's where we are in the country right now. And that's what we're talking about right now. Scary, scary, and scary. This whole hush money thing, so ridiculous. It doesn't have legs, it doesn't have ankles, it doesn't have feet to stand on. But yet, here we are in New York City, doing this to the former president of the freaking United States. Some will argue he should have been the president this time. most will argue that if they have any common sense. Yeah, a lot of these people, you know, I was looking at some of the jury members that got picked. You know, they get their news from Google, Facebook, TikTok, MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post. Yeah, they're going to be fair. Right. Right. They're going to be real fair. Real fair to ruin, or try to rather ruin, Trump's time on the campaign trail, because that's what the trial is about. Because it's going to last 10 to 20 weeks. He'll have to be in court till like the end of June, and that's if there's no issues, which there will be issues. They tried to jail him yesterday because of a gag order. 30 days in jail. I mean, things that are not in the news anymore, though. What about the Maui wildfires? What about East Palestine, Ohio? Joe Biden's classified documents. I didn't forget, did you? Fauci working with China. Now, that's all coming out, thanks to Rand Paul and others, to create a bioweapon. Pete Buttigieg, best friend in prison now, for what? Child porn. Cocaine in the White House. Did you forget about that one? Chinese spy balloons, right? This is a mad world we're living in. Ukraine intelligence documents released that showed they were suffering mass losses, and the American taxpayers, you and me, my friends, were of course being lied to. Nancy Pelosi's documentary film crew on January 6th. Look into that. Her daughter directed it. Veterans still being kicked out of shelters to make room for illegal aliens, my friends. Gay porn film in the Senate. Remember that? They did a porn inside the Senate. How are these people not in jail? Veteran Affairs prioritizing health care over the veterans for illegals. I mean, I can keep going, y'all. I can keep going. Hunter Biden making over $1 million for his paintings, where he just throws paint on a freaking nothing. January 6th, people still in jail, y'all. Some of them still hadn't had a trial date. Jeffrey Epstein, what about that? Where's the list? Where's the justice for the children that were raped and sexually assaulted and basically no telling what else? Where's that? Where is it? The vaccine side effects, where are those? Now, they are starting to come out, but it's just, it doesn't stop. What about the P. Diddy, Puff Daddy sex trafficking scam? The big puff parties. No, they don't talk about any of that, okay? The distractions, which they are out of control. And like Pat said, Michael Cohen, what a freaking loser. He's the star witness in this trial. He went to jail, but now he's on their side. Yeah, he's a serial perjurer. That's what that guy is, a serial perjurer. Many people will argue that, oh, well, you know, he was just saying that because he was working for Trump. Well, that just means, even that tells me more that he's a liar, because Trump quit paying him. So he had to go the other route, because there are people that evil every day on every corner of every block. Because why? We see it with our own eyes, our own ears. We don't just need media to tell us that. Liar is a liar is a liar. The only problem is their pants don't catch on fire. It's the only problem. But other than that, that's never changed. The Democrat Party lies every day. The Democratic Party lies every single day. And please don't forget the news story that's still being investigated. Now it's all coming out, you guys. It's all coming out as part of the new voter scam sham for 2024. Those over 300,000 illegal immigrants, aliens that were directly flown into Florida and Texas, that's where they were flown into, by the government in that secret flight program. And we're going to talk about Mayorkas getting impeached yesterday by the Congress, and they have walked it officially over to the Senate. But the importing of illegal immigrants into red states could be the strategy to crash the welfare system. David Hall, who's usually on this broadcast, talks about it all the time. This is also known as the Cloward-Piven strategy. We are potentially seeing this happen right now with the open borders. Right now, we are potentially seeing this happen with the open borders. So the thing is, it's not a joke at all. It's very serious what they're trying to do to this country, what they're trying to do to this country's people, the good, hardworking Americans, and what they're trying to do to the red states. That's what they're trying to do.
Remember how we've been saying for a while that the migrant crisis is being facilitated directly by our own government? Well, the truth is finally coming to the surface. Biden sent 90% of the illegals in the secret flight program to Florida and Texas. At least 326,000 illegals in the program were flown into Florida. At least 21,964 illegals were flown into Houston, Texas. Gateway Pundit also alleges that Biden might be importing the illegals into red states in order to crash the social welfare system in those states. And I'd say it's plausible, frankly, because that's a known socialist strategy, by the way. It's called the Cloward-Piven strategy. The four steps of the Cloward-Piven strategy. One, overload and break the welfare system. Are we seeing that with the illegal immigrants? Look, in New York, the mayor is saying that, yes, they're going bankrupt, and he's saying illegal mass migration is destroying New York City. Step two, have chaos ensue. Are we seeing that, folks? Are we seeing chaos from illegal mass migration? Maybe seizing our homes, maybe robbery gangs going around California, flying in from Chile or wherever else. Maybe gangs like Tren de Aragua coming in. Step three, take control in the chaos. Are we seeing that happen? Not yet, I'd say, but maybe that's in the line, right? They're not yet taking control of it, but I'd say that once people start demanding change, you're going to watch that happen. Step four, it says, implement socialism and communism through government force. And I would say that maybe that is the agenda.
Oh, yeah. I would say that's definitely the agenda. That's definitely been the agenda for many, many years. Many, many years. The government is the enemy at this point. That's a message from David Hall. This is where we are, David. This is where we are, people out there listening. You want to destroy the dollar so they can go digital, not for convenience or for security, but for the control. Yes, it's a message from Carlton. I totally 100% agree with all these messages. Thank y'all for keeping this show rocking and rolling in the mornings with truth as we continue to talk about the truth in politics, the culture wars, and the truth in where we're headed, you guys. Where are we headed? And I got a text from Joanne, and she said, bingo, this is the plano. And I've known about this strategy for a while, but it's coming true right in front of our faces, people, right in front of our faces. Super Lane just chimed in and said they didn't bank on Florida or Texas sending them to leftist states. That's right. They didn't bank on the governors of the states of Florida and Texas, I should say, and the good politicians that happen to be on our side. They didn't bank on those people standing up to the Cloward-Piven strategy. Thank God. But don't think they're not trying, and don't think that all these people who did make it over are not trying to become voters right now. If not trying, they may already be, depending on state laws they're in. I'm sure they are in some states. More than the population of 36 states in just over 3 years. This is a message back from Elon Musk, not to me, but on this story. So that's crazy, y'all. And he said, I am very much in favor of legal immigration, being that he is an immigrant, of course, but allowing to flood millions of unvetted people to enter the United States of America illegally is 100% insane. And yes, he's right. Of course he's right. The thing is, we know that everybody that has any common sense knows that. So we know that the people doing this, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. You know absolutely well that they know that it's not sustainable for New York City to spend $12 billion in taxpayer dollars through 2025 to handle the migrant crisis. They know that. It's really insane to watch this. And for them being the illegal aliens, to be first priority over the citizens, over the homeless population, over the veterans, and over you as a taxpayer. They know that. They know it. Maybe America should have learned their lessons from Europe, but apparently they didn't. They didn't. They did not learn anything. Obama said he wanted to transform America through Biden. He's doing that. Through Joe Biden, he's doing that. It's all criminal. We know that. They know that. It's all treason. We know that. They know that. The illegals get more money, way more money probably than the veterans. They definitely get more money than the homeless people. They kick the homeless people out and push them out back on the streets with their shopping carts under the bridge while they let the illegal stay in the shelters. It's just anybody who tries to play dumb at this point, don't talk to me. You're not that dumb. You are not that dumb. I understand not paying attention, but you know good and well you're not that dumb, okay? These Marxists are not held accountable. And we suffer the consequences of their actions. It's a cancer ideology. It is. And we are continuing to, not us personally, but the leftists are continuing to support this. And it will spread like the ridiculous, aggressive cancer of evil that it is. That's David Hall. Thanks, brother. Pat Phillips said President Trump wants to go to his son Barron's graduation. Yeah, they're even blocking him from that because they are the definition of POS. You can figure it out from there. You can figure it out from there. A reminder, what would happen if that was anybody else? What would happen if that was a Joe Biden or a Hunter Biden in court? You think they would block him from going to a graduation? You think they would block him from going anywhere for that matter? Of course not, because they're the elite.
When you see your kids and what they're going through, and they don't even know what they are anymore, how much longer you got to wait?
Yeah.
How much longer you got to wait?
And the fear, everybody, they put the fear in the parents, the fear of telling your child the truth.
It's not so.
We're afraid to tell them the truth.
It's not so.
Did you see the War on Children that Robbie Starbuck and his wife did, that documentary?
It's called The War on Children.
Yeah, it's excellent. We had him on to promote it.
No, I got to watch it.
It's brilliant.
Definitely watch it.
I got to watch that.
It's so calculated.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if the whatever they are, they're not even communists. They're Nazi communists, devil worshipers. There's a million. They're just evil.
Yeah.
Their number one thing is destroy the family unit, because then you can do whatever you want, especially send the dad away. Like every imperial power, when it takes over a less powerful government or culture or people, the first thing they do is send the dads away. They either arrest them all, put them in prison, or make them go somewhere else to work, because that leaves the mom and the kids.
And the moms and the kids by themselves. That is plan one. Our plan 2, 3 that we were just talking about on the Cloward Piven strategy that we were just mentioning. Chip Matthews, good morning. What they're doing to Trump is beyond ridiculous. It is. And we've been talking about that because we're going to continue to talk about it, because they took the day off today on a midweek hump day Wednesday. One day, okay? This guy is not allowed to, obviously, go out in the country and speak to the people. And what would it be like if it was one of us that was running for a campaign? Okay. We don't have a jet like Trump does. Thank God he does. We don't have private security like he does. Thank God he does. But this is it, you guys. They will stop at nothing to shut him down. And you just heard from Jim Brewer, the comedian, and Roseanne. And they're telling the truth, you guys. And they know. They've been around. Brewer and Barr, they discuss the Marxist Democrat elite's goal to destroy the American family. That's what it is, in a nutshell. Good morning to NOLA, 990 AM in the house, Mike Silva, from the Holy and Jambalaya Show on Fridays at 7 p.m. Thank y'all for joining. But yes, that's it. And this is what we were talking about, that we opened up with all this because when Trump went to that bodega, that small grocery store in Harlem, right after his trial yesterday, I mean, 10 blocks closed down with people of all color supporting Donald Trump. So the more they push this, the more he's going to go up in the polls. The more he will go up in the polls. I promise you that. And at this point, Trump will actually put New York in play in November. That's my opinion. He will. It was only day two of the show trial yesterday, of the sham trial, and Trump was already breaking the internet by visiting Jose Alba's bodega market. And if you remember, Jose Alba was shipped off to Rikers Island prison by who? Alvin Bragg, for self-defense when someone was robbing his market. But yet, Alvin Bragg put him in prison. Yeah. It's getting ready to be payback for that administration. Karma, you guys. Trump is the people's president. He needs to do what he's doing every single day. He's fighting for everybody, not you, not me, but all of us. That's it. But that is abso-freaking-lutely a real people's president. He needs to do that in California, wherever. But they try to hold him up because they know that stumbling, bumbling, sleepy Joe Biden can't do the job. They know that. He may not even be remotely involved after the Democrat National Convention in August, okay? A lot of people are saying that. A lot of people. Looks like Trump can, he may not get a fair trial in New York City, but they try to do anything over there. These people of New York, everyone sees what's going on, and then they wonder why people are leaving their cities and their states in droves to go to, and they come with us to party the right way, not go left the wrong way. Yep, he even has the kids in Harlem in the videos. I mean, the audios, the videos, talking to the kids. It's just a good feeling to watch. You know, I watched so many audio and video feeds last night of just Trump is the people's president, okay? It is a movement. And the Democrat Party and the elitist in this country, they can't wrap their head around it because they live in a different world. So they don't understand a people's president. They don't understand a populist president. All they understand is the elitism, the progressive left wing nut policies that they all put in place. And that's all they can get. They don't get it. They don't have to go to the grocery store. They don't have to go to the gas pump, blah, 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 so on and so on. They don't worry about insurance. They don't have to worry about any of that. So they cannot relate to the people.
I love you, Trump. I love you, Trump. We love Trump.
We love Trump.
I love you, Trump.
We love Trump.
We love
Trump. We love Trump. We love Trump.
They can't get the normal citizens, okay? Why you got 10 blocks blocked off with massive people and 42,000 people at his rally last weekend? Joe Biden was speaking over in Pennsylvania with about, I saw the video and they panned out. I think it was about 38 people. Tell me how that's going to work. Tell me how that's going to work. Well, it can only work one way. And we know, we all know, whether you want to admit it or not. It can only work at 3:33 a.m. in the morning if they do the cheat, the steal, whatever you want to call it. Steven from SK on the radio and SK podcast text and said, good morning. The visuals of Trump and his supporters are so much better than any advertisement. And it's free. Agreed. And it is. It's not only genuine, but it's also genius. But it is genuine. You can't recreate that. No matter how much money you got, no matter who's paying for your campaign, who's not paying for your campaign, you can't pay for that kind of fantastic feeling that people get seeing from other people. That's it. You can't do it. So when will the madness stop, y'all? Well, we warned you on this show for the last year that coming into the last 6 to 8 months before this election in November, which arguably is the election of our lifetime, in my opinion, for sure, then yes, everything will come out. Every single thing will come out. It just will. And that is a fact, period. Also, the DOJ Solicitor General is doing backflips before the Supreme Court tries, before the Supreme Court, you know, in front of him, he's doing backflips, cartwheels, whatever it takes to try to explain why the leftist progressive demonstrators were not prosecuted on January 6th. We might have some sort of something happen in this whole January 6th thing because the Supreme Court are asking the right questions. They're challenging the prosecutors. Why are these people still in jail? They're getting into the details. If this rolls the right way for one or two of the people, then it will pass down the line and go all the way down. And we also have to stop non-citizens of this country from voting, period. That's actually got to stop, y'all. That's got to stop, especially with this Frankenstein kangaroo courts that are going on against Trump. So where does that leave us? Well, Kimberly just said it, Kim Steinbrink. It leaves us that we need everyone involved in this next election and all of your local ones too, because everything that affects your direct life, people, starts local. It does. We know Donald Trump will carry Mississippi, so we need to be helping other states on that particular part. But we also need to be doing our local stuff, okay? We just do. And I'm willing to give any local politician credit where credit is due. Michael Guest, he personally walked over the impeachment papers along with the other House representatives that literally built this bill to impeach. And they built the whole thing, not him by himself, of course, to impeach Mayorkas yesterday. So I give credit where credit's due. But we can't stop there. We have to get involved with all the local elections. I mean, Mike Johnson's going to be a Jackson prep tomorrow night. It's open to the public. Tickets are $10. You don't agree what he's doing, and I'm not saying I do agree with what he's doing. Go ask him. Go call him out. Go challenge him. You don't have to be ugly to challenge people. Because remember, we party the right way. We don't jump out in the streets and block traffic and close bridges. We don't do all that. That would be the progressive left wing nuts. We don't do that, you know? But just hold your heads up and refuse to back down like David Hall just said. That's it. Ask the right questions and demand answers. Just demand them. You don't have to be an a-hole to demand answers. You just have to demand them. Say, look, I'm not your enemy here, but I will hold you accountable. It's really that easy. It is. It's that easy. We're never going to agree with every single politician. It's just not, possible. If we can get them to tell the truth and be straightforward with us, then we've done our part, y'all. We've done our part. And if we see them doing things that are breaking the law or whatever, and we bring that to the attention of the people, then we've done our part there as well. Yesterday, and we're going to get into this story next here in a few, but they released a new report about Mayorkas, the memo, how ICE officials were and still are, by the way, they are trained, literally trained through trainings to deprioritize deportation of criminals and the impact of criminal aliens on your community, people, and I do mean all communities in the United States of America. It's no longer California. It's no longer just, New York City, Chicago. No, friends. No. This is happening. This is happening, people. This is a great, great story. about a sad situation. A great story about a sad situation. And that, my friends, is what's going on in the country. And we're talking about these people being trained. They're trained. Now, this is official paperwork. Official paperwork that I'm reading from here. You know, I can't read it all because it's so small. But beginning back in January of 2021, the Biden administration prioritized the welfare of illegal aliens over the security of the Southwest border and the safety of American citizens. This is official paperwork. So U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, these people, this is 200 pages long, so I will definitely not read it. I'm going to read the important part, which is this. ICE officials, when Joe Biden took office and opened our border, the southern border, and I do mean open, wide open, they are still trained to deprioritize the deportation. In other words, when you're trying to send them back over there, wherever, they told them, no, that's not a priority to send criminals and criminal aliens back. Your priority is to impact the criminal aliens by getting them into communities around the country. Okay, this is all coming out now. This is all coming out now. But unfortunately, a lot of these House and Senate people have known about this. They've known about it. They're part of the freaking problem. They're part of the problem. But these people, Joe Biden is filth, okay? His administration is. No sane person, no person with any sanity would allow this to happen. Not one sane person that I've ever met in my entire life would let this happen to the United States of America, people. My name is D. It's Unleashed Entertainment Talk and UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com.
It's exactly election interference. That's what all of this has been about, to create an atmosphere in which Donald Trump can't run or he can't win. And that's why I think he shows remarkable resilience. When people ask me, why do you support Trump? You know, I mean, he'll say some things that can be sometimes uncouth. And I'll say, because he's the only person I know that can, in face of all of these charges, allegations, most of them are total nonsense, that he can still get out of bed in the morning, stand up and fight back. And I'm not sure there are many human beings on this planet who could withstand the headwinds that he has to face every single day. And he still gets up and goes out and puts his message out there and says, folks, we need to get America to the place where we love America. We don't block bridges. We don't block everybody's access to places. We don't cry death to America. We have a country that we can be proud of and a country that we take care of, none of which is happening under this current regime of Joe Biden.
Yeah. Alvin Bragg, again, the DA in Manhattan, in 2021 said that he's ready to go, quote, wherever the facts take me. Take a listen.
Candidate in the race who has the experience with Donald Trump. I was the chief deputy in the attorney general's office. We sued the Trump administration over 100 times for the Muslim travel ban, for family separation at the border, for shenanigans with the census. So I know how to litigate with him. I also led the team that did the Trump Foundation case. So I'm ready to go wherever the facts take me and to inherit that case. And I think, you know, it'd be hard to argue with the fact that that'd be the most important, most high profile case. And I've seen him up front and seen the lawlessness that he can do.
Judge, to me, the books are totally cooked against Donald Trump here. It's important to remember the Department of Justice passed on this case. The FEC passed on this case. Cy Vance, the former DA in New York, passed on this case. And Alvin Bragg himself also passed on this case once.
So here we are. Here we are. The trajectory of narcissism, the trajectory of evil, the trajectory of know-it-all from Alvin Bragg is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This is nothing more than, like Trump says, every day he's obsessed with stopping Trump. Get Trump. Get Trump. So, you know what? We'll see what happens. I know one thing. The American people or seeing this happen in real time. You can try and hide it without TVs, but Trump's got a microphone set up for each break when he comes out. And he's going to know, let you know, rather, these great citizens of our country, what they're saying and what they're doing. How incredibly corrupt. This is a text message from Susan. How incredibly corrupt the Democrats have become. I'm sure most of these charges are unfounded. Of course they are. Do they not realize that we all see what they're doing? Yeah, they do see what we're doing. I mean, they do realize that we see what they're doing. But the thing is, they don't care because they are progressive elitists. They think they're better than us. Remember, we're deplorables. Katie Couric from the Today Show, who we all grew up with on the Today Show. All right. We all grew up with Couric. She said directly that Trump supporters are uneducated, delusional, without using the word deplorable. Same thing, Katie Couric. We heard you loud and clear. These are the things that make us want to vote for Trump. These are the things that want us to get the elitist out. The crooks, the corruptions, the grifters. We know y'all. And unfortunately, they're after the Christians. Big time. And that's just sad news to me. That's just sad news. Sad freaking news. So the Trump's legal team discovered that some of the jurors, by the way, and this broke about 11 hours ago. This story broke about 11 hours ago. I think it's important to talk about. But Trump's legal team discovered some of the jurors were planted undercover activists. Some of these activists were trying to sneak into the jury, or on the jury, rather. One juror, though, said, you know, they couldn't recall anything about Trump, like nothing. I mean, come on, y'all. This is the most ridiculous thing that anybody's ever said. If they try to say they're going to get people who know nothing about Trump, who know nothing about Donald Trump and what's going on there. You know, these people are lying. That's what you call a liar. Everyone knows Trump. Everybody. In the meantime, this, my friends, is our current president.
Austin, a convention, and I was in the motel, after the local motel, getting changed after the afternoon session, go back to the evening session. I'd come down with some young activists, who, a little older than me, but still young activists, who were involved in trying to reform the party. And I was in one of those 8x10 bathrooms, you know, they have shower, toilet, and a sink. And I got a towel on me and shaving cream, and I hear bam, bam, bam at my door really loudly. And wondering, what the hell is that? I thought it was this guy, Bob Cunningham, on a radio show, and a couple other guys. So I said, okay, guys. And I walked to the door and opened it up, and standing there was the former governor of the state of Delaware, Elbert N. Carville, a big guy, about 6'5", talked at you like this. And the state representative who got defeated 4 years earlier, that's a Democratic state rep who was retired, and one of the, from the family that—
What is wrong with this guy? Really? Yeah, I mean, everybody out there listening, I want you to hear what I'm saying loud and clear. Joe Biden is telling the bizarre, incoherent story from decades ago that he may or may not remember, first of all, okay? From decades ago, about answering his motel room door while he was standing in a towel and shaving cream. Buddy, you're doomed. Anybody that votes for this person, even if your uncle is Corn Pop, this is insane, okay? And I'm being serious. No, all joking aside, this is insane. Now, we're not sure that he got the shower thing confused with Ashley or not, but either way, you are insane. You're insane. Some guy who can put together a line of BS that is a complete lie and seem to believe what he's actually saying. Yeah, that's what's going on. It is a major embarrassment for this country. It's a major embarrassment for his whole party. It's a major embarrassment for our whole Constitution. It's a major embarrassment for around the world, not just the country. The entire world's laughing mentally. What's wrong with it? Joe Biden is not mentally fit, people, to microwave popcorn, let alone be the president. That's a text message. You're right, Jay. But it's true. I mean, really, it's true. I mean, imagine who out there is going to vote for Potato Brain at this point. I'm serious. Someone please call me, text me, message me, Facebook me, Instagram me, Twitter me, X me, whatever you got to do. If you're going to cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, vote for this guy. And remember, supposedly he got 81 million votes. I mean, really, besides the towel and the shaving cream, seriously, what did he just say to us? I didn't hear him mention Metamucil, but I heard him mention nonsense, okay? That's what I heard, all joking aside. Nonsense. Nonsense. This, my friends, is what our current president of the United States is. Even Barry Obama and the rest of the crew, they're bound to be confused at this time. I mean, did he ever get to any point? Does he ever get to any points anymore except for screaming out loud, screaming at Trump, about Trump, rather, with the Trump derangement syndrome that will never go away, and saying that he's going to do student loan, erase their debt, no matter the Supreme Court is telling him he can't do that two times, that money has to come from the Congress and all that, and he still says he's going to do it anyway. Anyway, defying the law. But we don't see him in court. We don't see him impeached. So you Republican people out there on the Senate and the House, we don't see him impeached. Now, I'm not taking away anything about Mayorkas, because it's about time. It's about time. Even Ted Cruz said, you know, we've seen enough, y'all. The single greatest friend, you could call it, to the human traffickers out there has been Joe Biden and Mayorkas. And I may not agree with Ted Cruz all the time, but I do agree with him 100% on that. And Ted Cruz has been consistent on that, especially in Texas. But he's right. He's not wrong. And like I said yesterday, when they walked over the impeachment, I think it's only, what, the first or second time in history?
We've just witnessed history being made. Only 22 times in our nation's history has the House of Representatives presented and delivered articles of impeachment to the Senate. Only twice in our nation's history has a cabinet member been impeached by the House. The stakes of this impeachment are not some technical violation of law, but rather an enormous and growing threat to the lives and safety of millions of Americans. Every year, under Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, we have seen millions of illegal aliens crossing into this country. Alejandro Mayorkas actively aided and abetting the criminal invasion of this country by criminal drug cartels and illegal aliens. And the consequences have been day after day after day, migrants dying. 853 in the last year. The consequences have been day after day after day, little boys and little girls being brutalized by human traffickers. The consequences have been day after day after day, hundreds and even thousands of women being sexually assaulted by human traffickers. The consequences, which the House allowed in the articles of impeachment, have been enriching the Mexican drug cartels to a level never before seen in history. In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion. Wow. The single greatest friend the human traffickers have ever had has been Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas.
Wow. Wow, 13 billion in human trafficking people. Wake up. 13 billion with a B in human trafficking. These are kids. These are people, y'all. They're trafficking human beings. Do we understand that? I know we do, but really, do we understand that? I mean, really, this bothers me, people, and it should bother all of y'all. I'm not saying it should ruin your day, ruin your life, but we should all be praying and we should all be stepping up in our own communities, making people aware that the Democrat Party and politicians, some of them on the Uniparty as well, are not looking out for our best interests. That's it. They're not. They're not looking out for our best interests, you know? So don't think that it's just one party on that. But for the most part, it is the left that with the out of control, deep state, the rotten beyond repair. I mean, really, that's what they are. They're rotten. They're not patriots. They're spineless spiders. We are unleashed. We're uninhibited. We are unapologetic. We are the Unleashed Entertainment Talk Network. My name is D. It is Wednesday, y'all. Hump Day Wednesday. Midweek Madness. We broadcast live at 104.3 FM, The Pirate, Pearl, Mississippi. We're also on Facebook Live at Unleashed Entertainment Talk video audio feed. And the podcast is uploaded after the show at unleashedentertainmenttalk.com. You go to that and it gives you numerous buttons, which is Apple, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartMedia, Google Play, and so many more. You choose how you download your podcast. I know we've gotten a few text messages out of these last few conversations. I know I've gotten a couple from Richard Willis. He said at least someone else was finally getting screwed in the Senate. And he said a lot of these people, the rhinos, the smoke and mirrors, the conservatives do just enough conservative things to have a look for people to go, look what I did, look what I did, look what I did for election year purposes. Politicians gonna politic. There's a lot of truth to that statement that Richard just said, okay? With whoever it is. But, you know, I'll give them credit when they do something, but also won't give them credit when they don't do something. I mean, that's the only way to be fair because, look, we're never going to agree with them. Not 100% anyway. But when they do something that's what we feel is right, I give them credit. Problem is, it doesn't happen a lot like it used to. It doesn't happen a lot like it used to. And of course, yesterday, sniffle, snuffle, stumbling Joe Biden takes no questions after he shuffles out of his childhood home with a group of children and a highly this was like planned out. You know, he's walking, holding hands with five kids. That's pretty scary anyway. Yeah, this guy. Biden, y'all. Remember Build Back Better? Remember that? What happened to all the Walmarts that are closing? All the Targets that are closing? The Walgreens, 900 stores, y'all. In the blue states, of course. Bed Bath & Beyond is going to close the remaining 360 stores they have left. Lowe's is 50, Macy's 160 in all blue states, of course. Starbucks, blue states, Home Depot, and check this out, Dollar Tree, 1,000 stores. Because these dollar stores are no longer dollar stores, they're $20 stores. That's it. Kroger grocery chain, 413 closes. This is what happens in the Biden's America. Remember, Build Back Better. Remember, Build Back Better. Right. Isn't Biden's America treating y'all great? And if you can answer that and truthfully tell me, yeah, just means that you're an elitist and you have enough money to where you don't have to worry about who the freaking president is. But you need to start worrying if that is you, though, by the way. You need to start worrying about the rest of the United States of America citizens who can't pay their bills at all, who are buried deep at an all-time high in credit card debt because they have to use a freaking credit card just to pay for groceries. That's just the truth, okay? It is the truth. I mean, I don't have anything else on that because you can't make me understand any person that could vote for Joe Biden and Biden's Build Back Better and Biden's America. Nobody. You can't make me believe it because I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all, actually. Not, as we say down south, not one iota. Not one iota do I believe that. And I never freaking will. I never will. And you're talking about the ideology of these elitists, these freaking celebitards, these Hollywood elites, these left-wing Democrats who've lost their way, lost their mind, and taken Christianity out of their life, period. The woke joke mentality. Now we got Molly Ringwald. Now, we all enjoyed Molly Ringwald on Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club. Okay, now, of course, she's lost her mind. She's saying that these movies were too white. They were too white and don't really represent what it is to be a teenager in America today. Really? Always trying to change history. Always trying to change history. Really? These are celebitards who have no bills to pay. They don't know what's going on in the real world. They only know what's going on in their fake Hollyweird world. They only know what's going on with the surrounding celebitards and elitists that they surround themselves with.
Those movies, the movies that, you know, I'm so well known for, they were very much of a time, you know, and if you were to remake that now, I think it would have to be much more diverse and it would have to be, you know, you couldn't make a movie that white now. Now, those movies are really, really very white and they don't really represent, you know, what it is to be a teenager in a school in America today, I don't think. So, you know, but I think that they were really great, you know, and they were of that time and they really represented John Hughes's experience. And that's what he was writing to his own personal. Those movies.
She's so out of touch. These people are so out of touch. They're so out of touch. The Breakfast Club, y'all. And they need to stop. STOP with the rebooting of these movies like Roadhouse. Give me a break. You gotta stop. What a fool. A girl in a pink gown with jewelry against a backdrop. I mean, with massive money. I mean, they don't know what's happening in this world, people. They're in a different world. And these remakes are not needed, okay? Leave the movies from the past alone. They're not needed. I mean, really, they're just not needed. But for some of us, you know, especially with Roadhouse, I'm not really super big Molly Ringwald fan, never have been, just like Butterswish just said, I'm not either. But, you know, I did like The Breakfast Club, of course. But, you know, I got a text message that says for some of us, it represented what their high schools were back in the day. And that's just the truth. But, you know, TV shows, movies now are so DEI and so stupidity and stupid that they can't, not even the kids can relate to them. Not even the kids. So all I got to say on that is here we go, another celebitard. Another elite Hollyweirdo trying to, whatever they're trying to do. A dummy. So I'm not going to spend much time on Molly Ringwald. I just thought that was hilarious that she's saying that her movies were too white. She has no clue what's going on in the world, though. None of those people that preach all that ridiculous DEI stuff and the woke agenda, they don't have a clue. They have no clue. Period. But that's what happens. That's exactly what happens, my friends. Oh, my goodness. Who is running the country? Because if it is Joe Biden, which we all know it's not, the illusion even the illusion of Obama or whoever it possibly is, even there, probably on, at this point, they're probably thinking, we've got to get this guy out because it is a joke at this point. And unfortunately, that's all it is. And the Denver, Colorado, mayor over in Denver, they took on this whole entire illegal migrants, illegal aliens. They took them all in. Y'all come on in, come on in. You're invited. Please stay as long as you want. Blah, take over the veteran shelters, take over whatever you need. Now he has officially defunded the police department by $8 million, taking away $8 million to fight crime so they can take care of illegal border crossers, is what they call them, crossers, newcomers. Now, I hate to have to tell you that this is a real story. You would think in the world we live in, or the country that we used to live in, this it wouldn't be a real story. But this is. He started making cuts back in February for the same reason, and now he's gone all in. So the influx of illegal aliens makes the city less safe. And then, after that, the mayor cuts funding to the police to make the city even less safe. What could possibly go wrong? Right? Right. These people don't care, y'all. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. And they definitely don't care about the citizens of their, quote, cities, counties, states, and etc. Sadness, blueness, madness. A Democrat-controlled city announced $45 million in funding for programs to help deal with the skyrocketing number of migrant arrivals. Now, as a result, they are cutting the budget for the police by $8 million. Starting immediately, Denver Mayor Mike Johnson announced last week all of that. But he also announced a package of $45.9 million to fully fund programs for, are you ready for this, in quotations, newcomers. Newcomers. It doesn't stop, people. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop, people. It does not stop. It's a joke. But unfortunately, it's true. It is true. Gosh. Just makes you want to just... Ouch. All right, so before we take our next break, I don't like to spend a lot of time on this anymore because it just takes me back to a moment in time that makes me mad, but... After a 2.5-year legal battle with the CDC, y'all, it has finally released the first 780,000 vaccine injury reports from VSafe. 8% of the 10 million users who use the VSafe app reported serious medical injuries. But that's the only part they showed us. But now, on these batches that are coming out, y'all, it is sick. They hid. Remember, they didn't want to release this for 75 years. They didn't want to release this. That was actually what they put down. You cannot release
it following injection.
You cannot release this for 75 years. And I always thought, well, what in the hell are you talking about? Well, now I know why, y'all.
Earlier this year, in January, these legal efforts proved successful. Quote, U.S. District Judge Matthew Maxmerick, appointed by former President Donald Trump, ordered the CDC in January to disclose free text entries from a different section of the survey in which individuals could describe their experiences. The judge dismissed the government's arguments that processing the responses and redacting sensitive information would require too much work. The first two tranches, made up of 780,000 reports from some 523,000 people, included dozens of reports of heart inflammation, hundreds of reports of facial paralysis, and thousands of reports of tinnitus. Tinnitus, by the way, is a ringing in the ears. And so what this means is that in January of this year, a federal judge forced the CDC to begin releasing the portion of the V-Save data where people were describing what happened to them in their own words after getting the COVID vaccine. Subsequently, in February and March of this year, the first two batches of data were released, representing 780,000 reports. You can see up on your screen an Excel file, which can give you a real sense of how many entries we're talking about. It's over 750,000 released thus far. And these reports show that people experience a wide range of problems post-vaccination, including things like heart inflammation, miscarriages, seizures, and even worse. Here's just a few small samplings. One person wrote, quote, loss of consciousness and seizure immediately following injection, went to the ER by ambulance. Another person wrote, diagnosed with Bell's palsy today due to left side facial numbness and paralysis.
Yeah, they got us, y'all. Not me personally. They got the American people, some of the American people, by the lying Dr. Anthony Fauci, and by them locking us down and taking our rights away from us and demanding us to take a shot. Not a proven shot either, by the way. So if you want to know, I don't hate you if you took the shot. So we're not anti-vaxxers over here. We're just common sense. And we're about freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and everything else involved with the real Constitution, which we are a constitutional republic. Nobody can decide my health care except for me. That's what I am. And that's my opinion. But guess what? Guess what, y'all? We have the right to have our own opinions. It's the great thing about America that they're trying to take away. Every day, y'all, they're still advertising for people to go get this nonsense. You know, that's not the report, by the way, of the people that have passed away or passed on. Okay? It's not the same thing. But anyway, either way, it's all criminal, and it's sad news for any country, not just this one. It's sad news. Reminds me of the Nuremberg trials. It's like the Nuremberg trials 2.0. Welcome back. It is Unleashed Entertainment Talk. My name is D. We do it Monday through Friday live, 6:30 a.m. until 8:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Also, after the show, the podcast is available at UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com, UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com, on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, Podbean, etc. You can also message us on our Facebook live feed as we're on now and every day live at Unleashed Entertainment Talk on Facebook. You can also check out SK on the Radio and SK Podcast. They have their show is Mondays from 5 p.m. Central till 6 p.m. Central, Monday nights, evenings rather, with Stephen and Kim, or Kim and Stephen. Kim said she's so excited. I've actually never been able to go to Pearl Day, so she's pumped. We're all pumped. We're going to have the microphones live out there, too, talking to the real people. The real people from Mississippi. All right? That's what we're going to do. So a lot of people, and I mean definitely a lot of my friends, but really a lot of people around the entire world, not the country, the world, you know, they switched over to Telegram a long time ago because Telegram started their venture out as a privacy platform network. That's what it was, a privacy platform network, and it still is. And they're the only ones that still are. And they don't have to listen to our government, and they choose not to get involved with taking down any information on either side. Because they're only the only true platform that will let you be what you are on either side. Just be what you are on either side. They tried to do business over here in America. They found out the CEO and the owner and the project manager and the product manager is all the same guy with 900 million users right now. 900 million users. Anyway, Telegram founder, he wanted to put his headquarters, though, in San Francisco because that's where tech world is. But it didn't work out for him. And the government was sending him letters. It's just what happens in third world countries and elitist countries and communist countries. It's what's going on in our country now. This is the stuff that we fought against growing up. This is the stuff that we went to war against growing up. This is the stuff we were taught against growing up. Because it's America, you know, the greatest country in the world, freest country in the world, always has been. Tucker Carlson sat down with Telegram founder. And, you know, it's a great interview if you have time to watch. It's on the Tucker Carlson Network. I'll play a 2-minute clip for you. Very interesting conversation.
So you go from Germany to Singapore to London to San Francisco. What happened in San Francisco?
Well, in San Francisco, we really thought that would be the place for us to be in because all the tech companies are there or around San Francisco. And there were two things that happened that made us think twice. Well, one thing is pretty obvious. I was in San Francisco. I got attacked on the street after visiting, I think it was Jack Dorsey in Twitter, in the Twitter's office. And I was walking back at 8 p.m. to my hotel and I got attacked in the street. This is the only country where I got attacked in the street.
What happened?
It's just three big guys tried to grab my phone from my hands. I was tweeting about the fact that I just met the founder of Twitter. That seemed right, like a right idea for me back then to do. And I got attacked. I didn't want to let them have my phone. They probably didn't expect resistance. So I snatched my phone back. There was a short fight with the guys. There was a little bit blood involved. But I managed to run away and decided I should probably
stay. They probably don't mug a lot of Russians. They might have been surprised.
Well, they were much taller than me, I must admit. And there were three of them. But I think I put up a good fight.
Were you surprised that this happened in San Francisco?
Completely.
Yeah.
It was a shock to me because I traveled a lot. That was the first place I got attacked. And I thought, all right, maybe we shouldn't look at San Francisco. Maybe there are other places in America where
you don't get attacked?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, unfortunately, he couldn't find anywhere in America would support free speech. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? That's what it's all about, y'all. They're trying to shut down. They're trying to be the socialist, communist country. That's what they're trying to do. And unfortunately, a lot of people are allowing that to happen. A lot of people who are Republican and Democrat, or Democrat and Republican, or independent. So that's why each and every one of them has to be called out. No matter what. Should not matter anymore. Shouldn't matter anymore. I was just reading a story on a Virginia mother who pleads with the Fairfax County officials over there in Fairfax, Virginia, which is basically D.C., it's across the bridge there, pleading with them to stop raising the freaking taxes. They're on a tax raise insanity spin right now. We can't afford it. That's what she's screaming. But, I mean, she's not screaming. She's just talking common sense, y'all. Can't afford to expand your own family. Now, if you can't afford to expand your own family, you're in bad shape, people.
Unlike this board, who received a 20% salary increase effective 2024, and I'm not quite sure what is in front of you,
but I am here today. And when I speak to others and others are speaking to me, I typically look at them eye to eye. And I see that a lot of you have been glancing at your cell phones or whatever else.
They won't even look at her eye to eye. Why? Why? Could it be they don't care? Could it be they absolutely don't care about her life? Because I'm looking at their mugs. They're looking down at their cell phones the whole time. This is where we are, people. This is what's happening in the Democrat-ran Biden economy, Biden's America, Bidenomics, and the rest of the Democrat administration that's running things, supposedly. Okay, that's where we are. The only person out there for the job right now to be president of the United States in the current environment we're in is Donald Trump. That's the only person. And Joy Reid from the ridiculous MSDNC network is the most openly, honestly, racist member of the fake news. I don't give her a lot of airtime. I'm not going to this time. I just can't. Because she, my friends, is what's wrong with the country. People exactly like her. And it doesn't matter what color they are. They're still like her. So she doesn't get it. It's not anything to do with race. It's about our freedoms, people. That's what it's actually about. That is what it's 100% actually about. It's that simple. If you can't understand that, I'm sorry, but it's the hard truth. The truth in politics, the culture wars, and the insanity on Unleashed Entertainment Talk. That's what we do here. And our Constitution guarantees us that we can do that. Our Constitution guarantees us that also that we will be innocent until proven guilty with, you know, a reasonable doubt. We will be tried by a jury of our peers. There's no peers in Donald Trump's deal in New York. They all moved to Florida, Texas. Do you blame them? Do you blame them? Of course you don't. You would have done like me and split. All right, so I know earlier in the week, I wanted to get to this story before we stop for the day. Regarding the FISA warrant and the warrantless spying on Americans. And what is the FBI telling the Congress so much that it's freaking them out so much that they are willing to flip on the FISA thing? Because a lot of people that we thought would say no to that, they flipped on it and they went along with it. So what is the FBI telling Congress to freak them out so much? Thought we'd get into that a little bit before we get out of here. And Justin Amash, which is a senator, or rather, it's just, or could they be blackmailed with information gathered against them? Unwarranted surveillance FISA loophole? That's a text message I got. I don't know. But it is really freaky that the very people that have been preaching against this for since 2015 when they did it to Donald Trump, and then they went in these, when they were going to vote on it recently, they went in these skiffs, which are these little booths, basically, these little private areas, and talked with the FBI, and they came back out and voted a different way. So what is the FBI telling them, or what are they thinking? And what better person to pull up on this subject is Glenn Beck.
What is it that you think they're getting in their intel briefs that are freaking these guys out to say yes to the FISA bill, and I don't need a warrant to go after American citizens in country?
When it comes to most members of Congress, I think that it's just a lack of understanding of how FISA works. The average member of Congress doesn't know very much. I serve there. I talk to them all the time. The average member of Congress is just not that curious, is fairly indifferent. So there are about maybe 5% of the members of Congress who know what's going on and are trying to do the bad thing, trying to do harmful things. And then there's maybe 5-10% who know what's going on and are trying to do the right thing. The vast majority of them, though, don't know what's going on at all. So when they're told by chairmen that they should vote a certain way because it's important for national security or for whatever reason, they're likely to do it because, A, they think maybe the chairman's onto something. They're not going to waste the time reading the bill or understanding it. And B, more importantly, they're afraid of losing their seat. They're afraid of losing their election. And they know that these high-level members of Congress, the Speaker of the House, and some of the leadership team can really take them out if they want to. If they want to put up a primary opponent against them, if they want to essentially defund their campaigns, because most of these members of Congress are extremely reliant on the leadership team for their fundraising. They're not independently able to fundraise. They're not going to get on the committees if they go against the leadership team. They're not going to get the chairmanships that they want. And all those things will also impact their fundraising and their ability to get elected. So a lot of it's just survival mode. I don't think it's actually any kind of deep concerns about how FISA works or whether FISA is good or bad. But they think if they don't vote for it, if leadership is against them on this and they go against leadership, they're in trouble.
Sad, right? It's sad. That is sad that we have become a country. People who are on the Hill in D.C. that are supposed to be fighting for their own people in their certain districts, their constituents, they can be swayed through intimidation. And those are the very ones that are supposed to not deal with intimidation, not deal with it. Okay? This is crazy. Okay, this is crazy. And I have a private message from somebody I know from out of state. We'll just call him Glenn for now. But my dad, my dad was an FBI agent long, long, many years ago who was wrongfully killed. And to this day, the DOJ continues to stonewall his FOIA request. And he has reached out to everybody multiple times and has received no response. But the FBI needs to be held accountable. I mean, I agree with that too. And that's a little bit off target about what we're talking about. But if they can do all this FISA stuff, they should definitely be able to take a look at your dad's case, people. Your dad's case. Okay? Now, doing the kind of show that I do, I'm getting a lot of requests lately to get a lot of people on here so their voices can be heard. There has been so much corruption inside of the organizations, locally here as well, politicians, all of that stuff. I try not to focus on that. However, look what happened to Tulsi Gabbard. Y'all look into that. Look what they did to her. Look what they did to her. Anyway, some people think that the House representatives are being blackmailed into these meetings. But the simple solution, according to one of my text messages from an unknown texter, is this. Simple solution. Replace leadership. Vacate the chair. I'm not saying that he's wrong, because he's not wrong. But right now we have so many problems in the GOP and the RNC that we have got to unify to get Donald Trump elected, or none of this will matter, people. None of it. None of the petty stuff. And I'm not calling the FISA thing petty. I'm talking about the in-house fighting at the RNC and the GOP. They need to get over their elitism. Whoever it is, I'm not talking about anybody, whoever it is, I don't care what party you're on, doesn't matter. But right now, the RNC, the GOP, needs to focus on what Larry Trump is focusing on, which is, my friends, raising $1.5 million in one day with a $28 average donation. That's what she's doing. Talking to the people in the real streets. That's what they're doing. Going to communities that have been affected by the Joe Brandon Biden administration in horrible negative ways. And last but not least, which is first, actually, getting people to register to vote. Remember, register to vote. Because if you do not register to vote, we can't get this done. You care about the country. You care about your freedom of speech, your Second Amendment, and the rest of the Constitution. Register to vote. Kimberly said Speaker of the House should just resign. He knows this is going to come to vote, to vacate, and it's going to stop everything, but Johnson needs to stop and go. We just don't need him to leave the building because we're might be short on a vote. The Democrats will take over the Senate. So, but the infighting is not helpful at all. Something needs to happen, yeah. Something needs to happen. And it needs to happen now, y'all. It doesn't need to wait. We just don't need it to be a fight. They just need to step away, fix it, and keep going the same day. Not all these dragged out drama. Okay, not all this dragged out, unwanted and unneeded drama. Because that's all it is. It's drama. Complete drama. That's all. But these Democrats will do anything. Remember Gretchen Whitmer, y'all. Always remember her. The Michigan governor who was the biggest opponent of all of y'all down. Okay? Locking all y'all down. Remember, her and her husband were on a beach somewhere, but if you didn't have a mask on, you were literally going to jail. And then they did a kidnapping hoax. Literally, the police state, the deep state. And what was their role in the deep state in that police scandal, which was a fake Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping hoax? Crazy. Let's listen to Dinesh talk to the guy that was actually blamed for this.
Think that kidnapping Gretchen Whitmer was a good idea? How did you get roped into that scheme at all? What did they tell you and what did you think was going on? Did you think that, wow, this woman has become a tyrant, we need to get her? Or was it the case? Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I believe that most politicians now are puppets. So going and using force and violence against a politician does not seem, not only is it not pragmatic, I don't think it's the proper way to go about things. I'm more about waking people up and getting them to withdraw their consent from, you know, all these unconstitutional orders and everything that the government's doing. But they were able to use my verbiage about, you know, police brutality and Second Amendment rights to kind of, you know, they never asked me directly, hey, do you want to go do this? Hey, do you want to kidnap the governor? You know, they never said that. They would be like, hey, we're going to drive over here. You want to come with me? And I would usually be working. I'd be like, no, I'm good. You know, I got to work. Or that Saturday night on September 11th or 12th, I believe, you know, when it was raining, they went to go drive by her vacation cottage. And, you know, it seemed like a joke to me when they had asked me. And I'm like, okay, well, I'd rather just stay here and hang out. It's nighttime. We just got done training for like 10 hours. You know, I'm good. And I just didn't go because it wasn't something I was interested in. It was almost like a joke. Like, what are you guys going to drive by her house and throw in TP her house or something? That's kind of like the vibe that you got. It was never any serious plan or anything like that, but the FBI tried to make it appear to be that.
And then suddenly you find yourself, I mean, probably, I don't know if you were shocked and horrified. I mean, you obviously had a negative view of the government anyway, but suddenly you find yourself, you're under arrest, you're facing serious charges. I mean, what were you facing once they arrested you?
Yeah, I was facing a conspiracy to commit kidnapping charge, which carried up to a life sentence with all the terrorism enhancements and everything like that. It was a lot of time that I was facing.
A complete setup by the FBI. A complete setup. So if you think they can't set Trump up, if you think that the deep state, the administrative state, and the police state are not working every day, then think again. My name is D, y'all. I appreciate y'all joining me on this hump day. It is midweek madness. It is unleashed, unfiltered, uninhibited, and definitely unapologetic. WPBP 104.3 FM, The Pirate, and UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. What we do is party the right. Exclamation point. We party the right way. Check out the podcast for full episodes. UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. My name is D. Until tomorrow, see ya.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we must stand up and unleash. Be a part of Unleashed. Until next time, let freedom ring loud. Unleashed. Uninhibited. Unapologetic.